Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Others claim to be small business advocates. Others claim to be a small business advocate. But I am the Small Business Advocate. And if you'll check out the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find a lot of stuff there that you can help you with your small business. We make it available to you for free. It's been our goal since day one is to make whatever we do available to small business owners without any cost. All you got to do is show up and use our stuff and listen and read and watch and whatever it takes. Our singular goal in life is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. One of the ways I do that is by staying close to chambers of commerce. You know, you've heard me say before that I am a major champion of chambers of commerce. I've even got an award that proves that. That's what it says. It actually says on the award, champion of the chamber. Anyway, I believe in chambers of commerce. I've been a member of my chamber since 1977. So that's right, 77 decades. And I was just a kid. And when I joined the chamber of commerce, folks, is an extremely unique organization in your community, and here's why. Because it's the only organization in your market, in your community, that has members from every walk of the professional life in your business, from businesses, large and small, to banks, to education, to politics, the arts, et cetera, et cetera. There is no other organization that has stakeholders from all those groups. And so whenever something really needs to get done in the community, the Chamber of Commerce is the best organization to pull that together, and they do. The Chamber of Commerce helps education understand what they need to be working on to help their students become ready for the local jobs that are available, so that they don't educate a bunch of historians when they need people who need to use computers, et cetera, et cetera. And this is in the K-12 as well as higher education. The Chamber of Commerce promotes the community, promotes business, does political lobbying, brings in businesses from outside to relocate in your community. It's amazing, and they do it all for what really is not very much money from each individual stakeholder. For example, if you're a small business, let's say you've got five employees, your annual dues to a chamber of commerce, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 for the year. And don't forget, folks, when you join a chamber of commerce, you're one of the owners of that chamber of commerce. The chamber of commerce is not a part of the government. The mayor doesn't run the chamber of commerce. The city council, the county commission does not run the chamber of commerce. You are the owners of the chamber of commerce. You and all the other several hundred people who are members. And you have individuals who are professional chamber executives who are brought in, who are hired and paid at, like, it's their job, just like you've got a job, it's their job to run the chamber. Those are called professional chamber executives. And they run the business day to day. They do all the day to day functions, and then they incorporate the local membership who volunteer to be the chairman, the vice chairman, committee heads, committee leaders, committee members, et cetera, et cetera. Financial committee, nominating committee, There's a bunch of committees, and they need volunteers like you as a member. And what do you get out of it? You get a stronger community. You get to meet other people. You can grow your business by the contacts that you make as a member of a chamber. Folks, I've been doing this for a long time, decades. And I'm telling you, this is not something anybody pays me to tell you. I'm talking from experience. My career has been improved. I have benefited significantly over the years, not only from being a member of my chamber, but in my case, promoting chambers, because I believe that one of the things that I have to do as a small business advocate, as the small business advocate, is to promote chambers, to promote them to you, and to ask you, if you're not a member of your local chamber of commerce, I want you to tell me why. I want you to explain to me why that is. And if you say, well, what has the chamber done for me lately? You need to say that in the mirror, because the chamber is you. And whatever the chamber is depends on what the volunteers do, what the stakeholders do, the members of the chamber, what do they do. And so if you want a better community, if you want a better marketplace, if you want a better local economy, if you want things to get better, volunteer, join your local chamber, and volunteer to help make them better. That's how you do it, and there's no other entity in your market that can do it better than the Chamber of Commerce. And I don't say that enough. I've said it many times over the years, but chambers of commerce are very important. And I hope if you're not a member today, I hope you'll go out and join today. I'm Jeff Blassie. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.